I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Pakistani Taliban, known as the TTP, has declared its own government in northern Pakistan. The TTP has increased attacks since ending a ceasefire with Pakistan's government in November. In December, TTP fighters captured a police station and took hostages. The Pakistani military retook the station and freed the hostages. Nehemiah with FMI says,
"We observe several attacks across Pakistan, especially northwestern and southwestern regions. Pakistani Taliban's leader, Massoud, said in his latest statement, he said, 'I congratulate you for your carrying out this sacred act. I instruct you not to surrender to these infidel and apostates under any circumstances.' So the situation is very bad."
Join us in asking God to strengthen local believers and churches. And you never know what God will do with a conversation at a hair salon. Barb loved to tell her stylist about the widow that she sponsored in Kenya. One day, after hearing so many stories, the stylist decided to visit Kenya Hope. Executive Director Joy Mueller says Kenya Hope began the program in 2017.
The program was born out of seeing this desperate need of these widows in Kenya. Many times she's kicked out of her home. Anything of value is taken. She's just destitute.
Sponsorship provides a widow with 2 years of food aid, job skills training, and more.
First off, we get a Bible into the hand. So they're getting that spiritual food along with the actual food that we give them each month.
Remember Barb's stylist, the one who started this story?
By the time she walked out the door, that dear woman had paid the sponsorship for three widows for 2 years.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.